Thank you for joining us on More Than That, a podcast where we dive a little bit deeper into what was preached on Sunday morning. We hope that this is enriching to your walk with Christ and that you love God and people that much more so that we can extend the glory of God to the people he has placed in our lives. So buckle up and enjoy the conversation.
Hey everybody, welcome to More Than That, a place where we give the preacher from the previous Sunday extra time to share what maybe they had to cut out or remove from their sermon because of time restrictions. We find that those nuggets are still beneficial for the body, even though they may not have served the point of the sermon, so... I'm sitting here with
Rafael Mkans,
and I'm Gus Bird, and I just want to welcome you and thank you for listening in. Just a reminder that this is not a replacement for Sunday service. This is supposed to be an addition to. So if you could go back and listen to Sunday service, and even better, come on a Sunday morning and enjoy in-person communion. That's where we find community, actual community, not through ones and zeros on the screen. So the question we always start off with is, if you had 10 more minutes with your church, what would you share with them?
Just like what I probably came out, and I hope I was able to paint this picture, but like really just maybe to emphasize on would be just watching how God is so intentional. You know, this passage that we went through was like almost like a perfect glimpse of the gospel before the gospel. Mm-hmm. That the gospel was not just the good news that just came only with Jesus. The gospel is the gospel. What Peter says, the gospel is the gospel of God. Mm-hmm. Romans 1 says that basically like that the gospel is the gospel of God. Like it came from God's heart. And then so when you're watching God having, God and Moses, the mediator, and you're watching just almost like you're watching a picture of the gospel before the gospel has come. So, yet it's very refreshing to see, what I would have spent more time doing is helping just, even when we're listening to the scripture, where God is saying, come up to me, issues an invitation, but then he says, you can't come any further. Stay, worship from a distance. Mm-hmm. In our time, we really want to level out our relation with God and just never see, maybe relax his holiness, like where, but yet that actually dwindles our rejoicing in Jesus. If we don't really look at the scandalous nature of the gospel of even just having, say, I have a relationship with God today. There were people that, when you look at Exodus chapter 19, when there's lightning, thunder, and everything, and there's smoke coming from that mountain, and then you look, and the people hear God speak and all that stuff, they even say to Moses in Exodus 20, we don't want to go up there. You go on our behalf. We don't want to meet him. And then so you're seeing just like the nature of like, this is who God is. And then, basically what I'm trying to say is like we try from 2022, it's so easy to see the chasm between man and God as too narrow instead of seeing it as wide as it should be seen. Mm. Right? Like, just, it is wide. No one can ever, there's no good, great, or leap that can, we can design engines and all that stuff. No one can bridge that chasm. So watching God invite, and then watching actually, like, the only way for that relationship to be done, watching God provide a way in which actually they are actually to be able to relate through the sacrifices that Moses was, and the blood being sprinkled, which was actually like, which is actually like where blood is also that was sprinkled on the altar and sprinkled on them. And also just like a very weighty symbol there of just saying, like, listen, we're making a covenant, but yet at the same time, this is something has someone, some an animal or someone has to die in order for us to actually be in relationship, which is a great foreshadowing of Christ. And then obviously, like, just like what it leads to. It says they saw God, they didn't die. They enjoyed communion with God. They saw him still there. God still remains dazzling and majestic, and to the point that, like, they try to even describe. And it just, like, that text in there just says, like, it was like, it was as if, like, there's a sea behind, like, underneath him. There's just, like, this, he's still the majestic being who still chooses to be in a relationship with them. But yet at the same time, we know he's still doing it with people he knows are gonna let it, are gonna let him down on that. So just like what I would have spent more time on is just really, like, kind of bringing people to just like maybe that text there is almost like a little glimpse of that. You see it in Isaiah chapter 6, where Isaiah sees God and he sees him seated on his throne and high and exalted, angels are worshiping him, and he just falls down. But yet even there, that's the only way he's cleansed by God, through the coal from the altar. And then, you know, from there he says, "Here I am, send me." But he's going with this just heart full of reverence to God, because he sees who God is, and he sees the scandalous part of the fact that this God, the maker of the universe, is still entering into a relationship with me. And then, so when you now come into the New Testament, it really then becomes a way in which then, like, this thing needs to be able to sustain us in, you know, just that covenant, the fact that, like, I'm in a relationship with Jesus, I'm in a relationship with the maker of the universe, should actually now be able to kind of give us this assurance, even in the midst of suffering. So, I didn't get to read this part, but 1 Peter 1:3-5 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Christ Jesus from the dead." And, like, I love this now, like, into an inheritance that is, look at this word, imperishable. Right, like, meaning that, like, it does not perish no matter what. Like, that's actually what, like, the joy of being, like, in a relationship with God, that our whole lives should be actually celebration of our union and communion with God. Imperishable, right? Does not perish no matter under what duress, undefiled, cannot be corrupted, and then unfading, kept in heaven for you. You are being guarded by God's power through faith for a salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. You rejoice in this, that you have this inheritance, that you're being guarded, even though now for a short time, if necessary, you suffer grief in various trials, so that the proven character of your faith, I love this, more valuable than gold, though perishable, is refined by what? Which, though perishable, is refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So, for us, like, these guys, they come down from the mountain, you know, and they, you know, we know that this, in Exodus, this is beginning. It actually begins a new phase in which, like, God was speaking from the mountain the whole time. And then now, like, now that there's this covenant, actually, like, we're taking a break here on this series. But, like, we're seeing now a turn where God actually is now wanting to be in the midst of his people, dwelling with his people. And the beauty of the gospel is the fact that, like, in Jesus, God now, like, what's so cool is that you're watching now, like, a God who spoke from the mountain, dwelt in the tabernacle, went into the prophets, and then now we're seeing now, like, came in through Jesus, and now we're seeing, you know, and we see Jesus resurrected. He gives the Spirit again, which means that now we're now, like, we're now back at that place now where our sins are no longer an obstacle. There's no barrier. Now we can fellowship with him, which is what, like, we're driving now where? Towards actually the time where we're going to celebrate with him, where his presence is now going to be with us forever. So really, at the end of the day, you're pulling out, you're watching a God who's making an invitation. He's making an invitation for people to enter into a relationship. His main goal is to be, he comes in and he becomes God with us. But then his main goal is to be with, is God with his people for the rest of our lives. So yeah, that's now where, at least, like, at least just watching why this is now called a glorious gospel. Yeah.
So it's more of that echoes of Exodus that we keep talking about. Now it's the, like, we see the same kind of themes or imagery keep popping up. It's not something new, it's something familiar over and over.
Yeah.
So it's almost like it's the same God. Like, it's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. That's and that's meant to blow our minds. That's meant to give us comfort. Mm-hmm. That, like, because a ton of times, like, also, what is our biggest barrier to relationships?
Fear.
Fear of what? Fear of the fact that today you're like this, tomorrow you might. Mm-hmm. If you've done, like, you meet people that are about to get married, what are they scared of? He's nice today, she's nice today, tomorrow they might change. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they stand, they make promises. But then it's like tomorrow they become a whole lot other. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but yet it's comforting to see a God who doesn't change. Mm-hmm. It's also comforting also to see a God who doesn't change towards us. Mm-hmm. Especially when, like, because this is a covenant ceremony, mm-hmm. which is actually like, you're watching people saying, we will, we will, we will. And which actually on Sunday I still mentioned that whole idea of, like, when you're standing at the altar, like, you're committing to each other's crazy. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, they wake up, they give you all that crazy. And then you're like, I'm out of here. But there is the beauty of our God is this, that he was standing at the altar with his people. We know that within less than 60 days or less, they're going to blow it. Mm-hmm. But he already has committed to their crazy. He's committing to their crazy even when he knows crazy is coming and he knows it's going to even get worse.
Mm-hmm.
He knows it's going to get worse when the time of judges come in, when everybody's doing as they please. He knows that things are going to get worse when there's like when you're reading like Judges, where literally like, he knows. You're reading the times of Joshua. You're reading the times when literally idolatry is running crazy, you know, exiles and all that stuff. But yet, what is the main description of God? The God of steadfast love through generations. That is actually like probably like the comfort. Where I would say that like, if it wasn't for the fact that Jesus and that God has steadfast love, and we were actually committing to a relationship with Him, and it was dependent on us to actually maintain, and He maintains, and it was like equal partners.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this would have been like, this would have been the hardest religion, period. Which is actually what every religion is like. Hey, keep this so that God can keep that, you know?
Yeah.
But the beauty of Christianity is that you're coming in already knowing that by grace alone, I'm bringing zero.
Mm-hmm.
You're bringing 100. Yeah. And it is out of your 100 that I'm actually going to actually begin to live. And for the rest of my life, I'm bringing zero to be saved. I'm bringing, and literally like, if you see any hope, any joy, any comfort, anything, it's because I am living out of your 100.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? Like, my performance is living out of that 100. It's not, it's not like, hey, now we are, you know, I'm bringing a 1% here. It's by grace and grace alone, so that no one can actually what? Boast. Yeah. So, that's the scandalous part of that. It's just like, yeah. Because you see this in marriage relationships. Hey, I brought my 50. You didn't bring your 50, so what's up? And then usually what we're trying to say is like, no. Don't bring 50. A gospel-centered relationship says bring what?
100.
Bring 100. Like,
yeah.
But it's always like, I did my part. Like, yeah. I wish you could do your part. No. Yeah. Anyway, we won't go into that.
That's another more than that.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
That's good, man. So thank you for your faithfulness and for bringing the word. Again, for those who are listening, please go back and listen to the sermon if you haven't done so. And stay tuned. Next week we're starting a new series, a redeemed community. So hopefully see you Sunday morning. Until then, have a blessed week. God bless.
God bless.